It's time to learn your real talents. Learn what to focus on, then change your perspective. Regain those divine intentions. Be empowered by what life throws at you. This is a journey back into the light, hosted by Jen Green. Come and discover who you really are and set free your passions.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Journey into the Light. I am your host for the next 30 minutes, Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer, where your mind will be stretched, your answers will be, you will find the answers for what you're seeking for. And today is a really amazing special day because today we're actually doing a special. I have a special guest with me, a good friend of mine and my client, Tracy West. I also have someone else special here from a special agency we won't say of, but this is a special shout out to a guy named Chris. So Chris, you know who you are, I know who you are, and I want to say this one's for you. So for everyone who doesn't really understand what I do and how I do what I do, I'm about to tell you. So if you haven't subscribed, liked, and followed, go ahead and do that now. Turn up the volume on your phone because this next 30 minutes is going to be pretty interesting. So I am a 8th generation mystic and astrologer. My ancestors have devoted their lineage, their life, to studying astrology and studying the universal language of life. They've studied the patterns in a variety of things, and they've studied the pattern in human beings. They devoted their skills to help the human mind. I was literally conditioned to do what I do. I was born into what I do. And when I say conditioned, I was literally conditioned in my mother's womb. Because, you know, the first voice we hear is our mother's when we're inside a room. And it was nothing but prayer and sessions and healing. So we was literally conditioned at birth. We lived a very secluded life, not to get contaminated, as my family would kind of say it. So to be devoted to the lineage. My cultures, my tribes, marriages are arranged. So the bloodline is kept very pure, and I'm now at a point where I am training my children to follow in the same things, and their teachings has already begun, truly divinely gifted children. So this is not what I woke up and said, oh, this is what I want to do. I want to be a psychic. No, that is not what that was not my intention at all. But with the custom, how it is, and it was very, very strict, either this is what you do or you're out. There's no option. This is what you do. This is your mission. This is your true mission on earth. So we got all of the knowledge was passed down through story. None of the knowledge was passed down through a book or through anything else. It was story. It was by the elders. I still have 4 mentors, and I think it's very important we always have mentors in our life to guide us, and we have to have a role model and someone to have a positive source from. So I'm here right now. We got like 6 calls waiting for us. It's 4 calls on the radio. So I'm here. I'm with you guys. I hope this gives you a better insight of who I am and what I do. And I want to say that having readings has nothing to do about religion. They contain no religious values, just like dreams. Dreams does not contain any religious value. Dreams are the language of God. They are your higher conscience telling you messages. And people sometimes forget that we are made of energy. Literally, we are made of energy. And we was an energy being before we became into a physical being. And when people find some inner peace inwards, they discover who they are. So they could truly bring out the best in themselves. So my ancestors has helped many great leaders to find themselves and discover who they are. And we're here now, and I'm with my guest, Tracy West. Tracy West has helped me we've known each other for a whole lot of years now. We met at a full moon expo, and now hearing for the very first time right before we went live, Tracy was telling me how he felt about me seeing me as we was across the street at Neighbors. You think maybe you could share that with everyone out there so they can kind of...
Absolutely. Well, if you haven't seen her, first of all, she's a very attractive lady, and that's what got my attention at first. I was brought up to believe that psychics were evil and of the devil, and so I was sitting right across the street from the devil, but the devil was pretty good looking. She's blushing now, which is funny. But to be serious about it, I did go over and I started talking to her because in 2015, I had lost my father. And my father, he was my world. So I'd lost everything at that point. My life just started disintegrating in all areas of my life, basically. Excuse me. And so I went over and I talked to her, and she made me feel at peace. She gave me comfort, and she did a reading for me. And, well, we've been friends now, I would say, going on 4 years, I believe it's been. And so I believe that she is a gift from God that was put in my path for a reason. And I believe that not only can she help me, but she can help all of you as well. Jen?
Wow, that was a lot. Thank you. Thank you, Trace. I had no idea you were scared of me because I was initially afraid of you across the street.
Look how I was dressed. I mean, scar on my face and crazy contacts. And
so for all of the audience out there, to give you a visual moment of this, it was a horror festival. So everyone was dressed up and there was blood everywhere. And I remember there was one freaky guy. He was on the ground and he had skates on. So he just skate up close to you. That one was a good one. So I was initially afraid of him. I didn't know he was afraid of me too. So Trace has done some amazing stuff. From his work is amazing. He's a musician. He was on the first season of Nashville. He helps everyone in Nashville get to where they need to be at. And he is the creator of my website, which I'm ever, ever so grateful for. So go ahead and click on that, and you guys check it out. We're going to take some calls, and maybe Chris is on here. I don't know. Let's just kind of hope. So we're taking area code 484.
Hello?
Hello, area code 484. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How's it going?
This is the first time I found you.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Today is my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday to you. I hope all your wishes come true and many, many more. And I definitely feel
thanks.
You're going to have a good birthday because we're still having the double moon. Tell me your first
good.
Name.
It's Tonette.
Tonette.
Mm-hmm.
Tonette, that is very unique. I've never met a Tonette before, but I will remember it. There you go. Tell me the question that's most on your mind so we could answer it.
It's a relationship question, and it's a question that does have me a little bit upset. Basically, I really need to know if there's going to be a reconnection with me and another female. Her name is Michelle. The last name begins with the letter G. We kind of had a falling out last Thursday night, and she kind of has me blocked off, and I don't know. I really didn't do anything wrong, but it definitely has me upset that, you know, this is how she's acting, and again, I don't know if she's going to resurface and want to communicate or if this is just a dead end.
All right, Tonette. The very first thing that I almost immediately feel from you is this is not your first time having problems with your partner. It's not the first time you almost broke up or been on the verge of it. There's definitely an energy of, I almost want to say almost like a roller coaster, like almost like an elevator, very up and down, but there's some jealousy. There's rooted jealousy inside this. And Tonette, I have to say, I kind of feel that there is energy. I'm almost compelled to say, you fall under the category of a parent lover. You love them so much. You want to take care of them, but you're also devaluing yourself at the same time. Because there is, it looks like there's either you can, and I'm going to talk to you exactly what you need to hear, not what you necessarily want to hear, but we're here to make a breakthrough with you, okay? There, you are either the energies you possess is a controlling lover, a jealous lover, and a possessive lover. That's the energies that I'm feeling off of your vibration right now. And this, I absolutely feel that this woman will come back in your life very soon. She's gonna want to be with you, but your spirit has to look. You're in the process of doing self-discovery for yourself at the present time, because right now you're not loving yourself. The vibration I feel off you is you're questioning everything you've been doing, literally everything.
Well, yeah, because I didn't expect this all to happen the way it happened. I mean, she did a 360, and, you know, I told her when I first met her, we had a three-hour conversation over the phone, and this was the first thing I told her. If you're not willing to communicate over the telephone, not text messaging, because she lives about 2 hours away. I said, if you're not willing to get on the phone and talk to me, because text messaging can screw a relationship up or a potential relationship or a friendship or whatever. I said, if you don't want to put in the effort, the time, whatever, and talk on the phone, it's not going to work out with me, because I've had relationships in the past where all they wanted to do was text, 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 and that's bull crap, and I don't want that. And so, she knew from the door
what I wanted.
Yeah, and then she took it further. She wanted me to meet her, because we met online and over the phone. She wanted me to meet her. Okay, I took 3 days off of work.
This,
gave a 3 week notice.
This is what happened, and I'm gonna.
And then
I'm
she, and
have
then
to
she, she starts right, Tonette. And then she starts a big fight. Mm-hmm.
Tonette, you are a very passionate woman. You are very passionate, and you are absolutely in love with her. And I'm gonna remind everyone, you ever heard the word love makes you do crazy things? Yes, love. When you are in love, love makes you do crazy things, and you are in love with her. And there's a lot more I want to tell you, but I feel it's a little bit personal to have it on the air. And what I'm going to do, because I could actually see your number. I'm going to write your number, and after I am done, I will personally call you, Tonette, because you're ready to make a breakthrough. And this is not something that just happened. This is something that has been building. And I do want to remind everyone, we have had not just a regular full moon, a double full moon, which has triggered off the Kundalini awakening. So if everyone has been super emotional and crying and can't grab their emotions, and I'm talking for any age, this is what's going on. So stay tuned, because I'm about to tell you what do you need to do for it. So Tonette, I will talk to you soon after the show. Peace, love, and light. And remember, you have to have some faith, because if we have faith small as a mustard seed, it can move mountains. And me and you will connect after the show, I promise, Tonette. And make for sure you guys follow. We have a lot of calls, so please take it to your heart, and thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in, for sure. Okay, you guys, thank you so much, all of you, for being here. I'm going to take another call on that we have on hold. It's been on hold for a minute. This is area code 860.
Hi,
860, you're live on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Vittoria.
You're welcome. Vittoria?
Vittoria.
Vittoria. And tell us, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
And tell me your birthday and your most important question on your mind.
My birthday is July 19th. And the question I was calling to ask today is, what do you see with me and a man named Kyle in the future?
Are you talking business, relationship?
For relationship.
Okay. Can you please spell me your first name?
Sure. It's Vittoria.
Let me see. Do you by any chance know this gentleman's birthday?
Yes.
Or his sign?
Yes, he is a Gemini. His birthday is June 13th.
Okay. what I feel strongest off of this relationship is that this man is attracted to you, first of all. He thinks of you. Mm-hmm. He has desire of you. But I also mm-hmm. see this man is on a – this man, you and him are not in sync. So both of you are headed off in different directions in life to pursue your own personal goals, your own personal accomplishments. And I don't see that at this point this man is ready for a serious commitment because he's working on himself. It's either his money or his career, could be both.
Mm-hmm.
I see that he has a lot of desire. But it looks like it'll be another 6 to 8 months before anything can truly prosper out of it. And I want to tell you and everyone else that's listening in, I do give full readings that are done privately on the phone. And for anyone wanting a reading and you all can get, and that's where my Southern accent, y'all can get a hold of me at 615-944-9707. That's 615-944-9707. There has been an emotional block inside your life for love, and from what I feel, it looks like about 4, maybe even 5 years, a great energy of unsatisfaction.
Mm.
And I'm going to remind you, raise your standards. Raise your standards, and this is not just for you, but everyone out there. Raise your standards. Your partner, you're giving your time to someone, raise your standards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't settle. Because once you settle, you just agreed that whatever they'd done wrong is okay. Because you settled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Allow yourself to raise your standards. If you always say Wednesday is guaranteed dinner night, no matter what, you make a point to have Wednesday as dinner night.
Right.
Raise your standards. Raise your standards. And I hope I talk to you soon, and I hope that helped you.
Yeah.
We have some other calls
to
get a hold of.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. So we have to go to a commercial break. So we're going to go on a small commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
What if it was finally your time? Your time to break free from the patterns that have held you back and kept you from living the life of your dreams. What if you could experience the healing and the guidance and the direction to find your purpose to live the most fulfilled life possible? Well, it can be your time. Tune in Thursday nights for the Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Blog Talk Radio.
I'll let you ask that one on air. I like that question.
Okay.
Hey, guys. We are back here on Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Jennifer Green, Nashville astrologer. And our guest with us today is Tracy West. And as we was talking during our commercial break, he asked a really good question. So I'll let you say that one. Tracy, I'll give you the mic.
Well, I was just curious because you never know who these people are that are calling in. So I was just wondering if you've given someone a reading and you've told them something and it's not what they wanted to hear, how they responded to you.
That was really good. So first of all, usually the people who are extremely skeptical and scared are never listening to this, first of all.
Mm.
So this is not what their interest is. And second of all, we've been very, very blessed on this show. The owner of the show, Drew Pillow, is an amazing guy, and we've been very blessed to have a real good audience. So if you would catch me on an expo, and so people's doing that all the time. They'll walk by, oh, I'm scared of you. They'll just come by back, I'm scared of you. You're the devil. You're a demon. So, I want to remind everyone, if you cannot say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, then you have some deep-rooted issues, and God is not our God. From here, we're talking about we all believe in the same God. So if you can't say that, then there is something wrong. So we have some more callers on here, and I want to remind callers, today is a special show, so we're doing a short show. It's only about 30 minutes. There's like 10 minutes left in it. If anyone from here, and I will personally, because I can't take everyone's call, take your call in about 2 hours. You can call me at 615-944-9707. That's 615-944-9707. As you guys are talking to myself, and on the radio, I'm Epic Jen, and my host and my guest, Tracy West. And we're going to take another call here. So we have another call from 952.
Yeah.
Hi, 952. Welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Ali Velu, and I'm just confused. This is Ali, and I'm confused, like, what is my path, whether it is job or business, or is there something else?
I'm going to ask you to say that one more time, just a little bit more slower.
Okay. I'm just confused a little bit about profession.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, tell me your first name.
Ali.
Ali. And tell me your birthday.
January 10th.
Okay. Ali, first of all, I definitely feel through your spirit, you are absolutely an old soul. And you have inside your spirit a mother to all kind of energy where people are naturally drawn to you. You have that vibration that comes off you where you're a healer, you're a seeker, you're a teacher. And you are supposed to be in this kind of profession because this is what you're good at. You do this all the time, even if you don't realize it. You are a healer, a seeker, a teacher. And I see that you are an artist. And if I don't feel you are expressing yourself to the level you need to be, which is holding you back to find your passion, to find your breakthrough. As long as it is in the field of healing, seeking, I'm going to say counseling, psychology, therapy, you have to do those things because that makes you a good person. That makes you happy. Ali.
Okay. Actually, I started healing a few months back, and it's a beginning one. Like, I'm not, like, much experienced in it. But the thing is, like, I don't know whether it's really worked on or it didn't work on. I started for my mother to heal, but unfortunately, she died. For her, I learned it. So after that, like...
What are you learning?
Ali,
what are you learning?
Healing. It is a healing process to heal others.
What are you learning right now, Ali?
I am learning
what are
like
you,
latest tech.
Are you in school?
No, I'm not in a school. Like I am like not in my 20s. I am in my 30s. Later 30s, you can say. I am learning latest technologies to get a job because to get a like better life and all those things. I love healing. I do it and I enjoy those spiritual activities or healing. But the thing is, like, when I'm into it, I couldn't concentrate on these job or studies-related things.
Okay. Ali, I know exactly what you need. I'm going to give this to you and to all the listeners out there. So for everyone listening in, I'm going to tell you a quick way how to help relieve some stress and anxiety and so you could feel better, so you could focus. So there's a practice that I have created in itself I call it to live live, because it is a known fact. If we could truly live in the moment of right now, we would have exact, complete peace of mind. And we don't feel happy. We could start feeling joyful. So this is what you do. So I want you and everyone else, all the callers, I may not get to all of you, but I will do my best. I am going to do something here, and I'm going to screenshot your guys' call so I could reply and help you guys out afterwards. So if you haven't, all of you out there listening, if you haven't subscribed, Chris, I'm talking to you. If you haven't subscribed and follow, go ahead and subscribe and follow and like it and catch it again. And I'm after you, Chris. Me and you are supposed to work together. So what you are supposed to do, gratitude inside the morning. So as soon as you wake up, thank you, God, I woke up. And now what I'm going to say is a whole process. So just listen. So bear with me. It does not take any time out of the day. So all the lazy people out there, it's okay. You can take a breath. It's not going to take any time. You don't have to wake up earlier. Nothing. This is mindful meditation in its absolute best. Wake up in the morning. Thank you, God, I woke up. Thank you, God, I had a bed. Thank you, God, I had sheets to put on my bed. Thank you that I have a blanket. Thank you that I have legs and I can stand up. Thank you, I have slippers to put on my feet. Thank you, God, I have a bathroom to go to. Thank you, I could walk on the floor. Thank you, God, I have clean clean water in my bathroom. So what you're doing, and you're doing all of this till you are dressed and ready. And if we dry our hair, it's 45 minutes.
So for everything, we should be thankful.
No, well, what you're doing is, so what everyone's doing, well, I'm being grateful. But you're doing some things on a spiritual and a psychological level. You are conditioning yourself to see life on the brighter side, to be grateful. You are getting close to God through it. And you are anchoring all of those things in you because you are changing your physiology. So you will, after doing this, you will look at life on a better side. So, Allie, I want you to take this to your heart. I hope you start using this today. And you guys out there, this doesn't have to be in the morning. It could be in the night. It could be right now. It could be while you're driving home. Gratitude.
Okay.
When you choose to change your expectations in life, everyone, to appreciations, your whole life can change in a moment. Allie, I wish you all blessings, and I hope you come back on the show. And thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for this idea of thanking each and everything. Thank you.
Yes, you're so very welcome. So, you guys, we have about 3 minutes left on the show, and our show is going to come to an end, and it's already going so well. So before this happens and we talk about chakras, Tracy, is there something else maybe you want to share or maybe give some insight to?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me out here and being on the show and watching you do what you do. It's very interesting. I enjoy spending the time with you and learning from you. And everyone out there, be sure that you tune in to her because she can really help you as she has helped me.
Thank you. So I want to tell all the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for coming on today's show. I look so forward to have you guys back on here and listen again. I'm going to leave you guys with something really special. I've been working. Some of my clients are in the music industry. Would you guys figure that, being in Nashville? Just a little. So Nashville, if you don't know, I don't know where you're calling from. Nashville is the music city capital of the world. It has the highest vibration that you would ever find. We are the only city that has an exact replica of the Parthenon.
True.
Where Athena lives in, and it's absolutely awesome and beautiful. And I volunteer there at times to docent and to greet people. So a country singer I've met, he shared some of his music. He's been on the show before, and I absolutely predict, I'm going to say it again, this guy absolutely has a future. He's going to be very successful. The song I'm about to play is going to be a number one. So we'll go ahead and be grateful for Dylan Buchanan to share his music here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank everyone for calling in. And I'm sorry if I didn't get your call in on the show, but I will be on soon. We're doing some changes in the network, but I will call all of you back afterwards. Peace, love, light. In my grandmother's words, two heads are better than one. I love all of you guys. Trace?
Thank you very much.
All right, here we go. So here is Addicted to Drinking by Dylan Buchanan. As soon as I could find the button on which it is.
That sounds like a good song.
It is a good song.
That sounds like a lot of the people that I drive around Ubering late at night.
Broken down on the side of the road, thought about calling the girl I want this time. Watching dust settle in that rear view, sipping on a beer, thinking what's the use to try. 'Cause it hurts like hell inside. I'm not addicted to drinking like I am you. If I'm on a bender, you're hard to prove. Well, I want you back, 'cause I'm in you. I'm getting pretty tired of these long nights. I stay up drinking 'cause it helps to fight. You say I'm trying to accept the truth.
Addicted to Drinking by Dylan Buchanan, which is a country artist up and coming that I have absolutely predicted his success. So we are ending the show. I'm so sorry I didn't get to catch all of your calls, but I have screenshot all of your pictures and I will of your phone numbers. I will call you back on my own time today. Peace, love, and light. Thank you guys for coming on the show, and thank for all the listeners. And don't forget to like and subscribe and follow. We're making some changes here on Journey into the Light on Blog Talk Radio, and it's going to be epic. See you guys next week. Peace out.